Welcome to Straight to Voicemail with Sammy C. Because it doesn't matter who is calling your telly. It could be your wife. Could be Jada Pinkett Smith's hairdresser. We know he's currently unemployed. Nothing to cut, nothing to shave. Alopecia joke right off the bat. Or it could even be your motherfucking, I don't even know. Could be your aunt. Could be your uncle. Send that shit straight to voicemail. Because boy, oh boy, do we have a show for you. Welcome to another mind-bending experience. Another pussy-fluttering exhilaration to start your week. Happy Monday. As always, we have to start off by thanking our leading sponsor, March's Magic, for all of your cleaning and organizing needs. Call 410-491-MARTA for all of the cleaning you need in your room. She is open for booking and open for dates, so give her a call. We love you, Marta. We are back with none other than Ellen Day Democrat, here for another exhilarating week at the helm of Straight to Voicemail with Sammy C. How are you feeling? Welcome back, hon.
Always a great feeling being here.
We are just excited to be back. You should have seen that face during the alopecia joke.
I was cringing. I was like, why did I choose to do this?
She was already ready to step in before I even introduced the bitch. She wanted to jump right in. We are enjoying, shout out to our second sponsor, some alcohol-free wine, Frey, I think is how you pronounce
it. We're not sure how to pronounce
it. F-R-E, but they're our sponsor, so we obviously know how to pronounce it. Because friends support friends, and shout out to our second and most exhilarating sponsor, Frey. The juice got you feeling a little too loose? Frey, alcohol-free wine, has your back and your front. Pray the Frey away with the world's most expensive grape juice. Thank you, Frey. We appreciate it. Cheers, Ellen.
Cheers. And we got Sam did an official review of this one, which is the red blend.
Ooh, it's delicious, is it not?
I think it's delicious, but I was never a red gal when I was on the sauce. Yeah. So
it's got a wine flavor, but then it's also kind of refreshing in a way. Yeah. So
and you could drink the whole bottle for 210 calories. Look at us fit.
That's not bad at all. We are on another fit kick. Yeah. Here at Straight to Voicemail. Tomorrow we'll be starting week three, back to working out, eating salads that go right through me at the workplace. Mm. So that's not good.
But I hate to hear that.
We're getting through it. We're working through the pain of the salad. Speaking of pain, in our live audience, as we are recording this lovely podcast, our roommate, my cousin, future Maria person that I'm going to marry, is struggling through a sprained/broken ankle. So we want to give all of our prayers to the first, the Ukraine, and then secondly, to Donovan, damn good looking Kerrigan, who's struggling so passionately through a sprained ankle. So the broccoli is not really doing the trick right now. The frozen broccoli is still in pain. So we just
want to. Do you want me to get a different one?
We need some fresh frozen broccoli from Ellen Day Democrat to really heed the pain, because as with any sickness, with any injury, the evening hours always make it worse somehow. Whether it's a fever or a broken ankle, it always gets worse when the sun sets. So we want to keep our mind and our bodies right. So we want to keep our prayers for Donovan as he struggles through a broken ankle. Any words from afar?
I'm excited to be a spectator on this incredible podcast.
He's excited to be back as a spectator, if you couldn't hear. And we're excited, honestly, to have him. And if we say anything too offensive for or about him, he can't really get up quickly and attack us. So that's kind of exciting as well. Yeah. But the same cannot be said for Ellen Day Democrat.
I have a swift.
A quick slap, almost like Will Smith, some might say.
All right.
She's very aggressive. Quite the aggressor. To use the feminine aggressor.
I appreciate that.
But we've had ourselves a busy weekend nonetheless.
Oh my God, have we?
Ellen Day Democrat just flew back from the Hamptons. How was your trip? I haven't even gotten a chance to catch up regarding your adventures.
It was great. It was a really great weekend with my college friends. Shout out my hens. They know who they are.
Her blue hens.
And I flew to New York City. Mm-hmm. Yes, I am a diva.
Yeah.
Probably.
How long was that? Well, we cute. I mean, let's talk about the impact on the environment that your trip had.
Yeah, you're right.
Because a simple gas tank to and from New York probably isn't as big of a gas killer as the plane you flew in. How do you feel about that?
You're right.
This kind of seems like a gotcha moment for Straight to Voicemail.
It does. A role reversal.
As a conservative slash in the middle slash hate politics, I just had to take the opportunity to call you out on your blunder.
I mean, I put you in your place, so I appreciate when you put me in my place.
I feel a little betrayed. If I don't know if that's the right word.
Disappointed.
Disappointed. Definitely disappointed.
Yeah. So I fucked up and harmed the environment when I flew to New York City. It probably took more time to fly to New York City with all of the headache.
You could have driven there, cut down a tree, and still beaten the plane that you took with the actions you took as well.
So,
but at least you had fun. We're grateful.
Fun. Yep.
The earth killing was worth it, and we're grateful you had fun. I myself had a pretty low-key weekend with, of course, Ellen DeDemocrat and some other roomies being out of town. I kind of kept it chill, went to a 3-year-old's birthday party. That was exciting.
I didn't know you did that.
Yeah, my little, I don't even know what you call him, nephew. It's my cousin's son, so second, third cousin, whatever it is. But I kind of love a kid's party. I mean, it reaffirms that I never want kids. I just, when they're crying and then the parent has to like reprimand them and it ruins the party. Not for me, I don't give a shit, but for the parent who's like distracted and taking care of it. It's just, not for me. I'd rather be the fun uncle that gets to go, enjoy the charcuterie board, eat some Chick-fil-A nuggets.
I love that.
And leave whenever the fuck I want without little Johnny or Janie annoying me. So definitely reaffirm that. And then last night, a crazy whirlwind. I don't know if as many of you saw, we were at Limoncello with Ellen DeDemocrat's sister. Me and Nora were there enjoying a lovely meal. And things got a little rowdy. There was almost a Michael Rapaport-esque gentleman and his wife. And it still is bothering me because his wife reminded me of this person, this actress, and I still can picture her but can't think of her name. And I cannot even think of the show or movie that she was in that I can even think like, oh, aha, like that's her. And it's really, really bringing me down because I can't figure it out. But that's beside the point. These people were rowdy. They were berating this bartender. And as a fellow industry person, I did not appreciate it. So after 2 espresso martinis, the guy was like over cleaning shit and all mopey and we felt bad. So we're like, oh, we'll have one more.
What were they saying to him?
They were claiming that they had ordered food and they were so trash that I truly do not think they ordered food.
They thought they did.
And they were like, the guy was like, the manager came over and he was like, well, what did you order? And of course, if you listen, you know, I'm not even the biggest fan of Limoncello to start with, but we still go for a nice cocktail. It's a good environment to get the espresso martini started in the Locust Point area. So they were like, we ordered fucking food and you didn't even bring it. And the guy was, the manager was like, well, what did you order? Like, I'd be curious. And they were like, a salad and we got the meatball for sure. So they clearly didn't even know what they fucking ordered, but were trying to make a scene and it was embarrassing for them. So we definitely hated them. So then the bartender they were yelling at was all mopey. You could tell he was shooken up.
Right.
So I was like, oh my gosh, like your espresso martinis look so good. Like we'll have one more to split. And they truly did. They looked phenomenal. They were a little darker than the ones we had previously been drinking. They had a great froth. He like dropped the bean one by one in front of us. So tableside service. So that's when I was like, oh, Nora, like this is a fucking good one.
Yeah.
Let's do a review. Like, fuck, this will fuck it up.
Yeah.
So we're filming and then I tasted it and it was just, I don't know what he put in it. Maybe it was like a peppermint or some like, it was almost sour in a way. It was not good.
Curdled?
It was no cream. He listened to the no cream. Maybe it was old espresso. I don't know. It was terrible. So mid-video, I had to cut the review, but it actually turned out to be one of the funniest reviews we've ever posted. So if you don't follow Straight to Voicemail on Instagram, go follow us ASAP Rocky because it's a fantastic and funny reel. And we have other reels that you can catch up on that are equally as funny. But nonetheless, a exhilarating weekend for the crew of Fort Ave. And then we have another big week coming up. We're going to our first O's game in over 2 years. I haven't been to one. I never went to one last year. And Ellen DeDemocrat invited me and I'm very excited for an Orioles game. Are you excited, Ellen?
I'm very excited. I think it's going to be a good time.
Yeah. It's a lot of up in the air. Donovan was supposed to attend. He could be in crutches by then, so we don't really know if we want that baggage.
I'll be coaching around Cam.
So we'll have to play it. It's touch and go for good old Dunny. But we have an exciting week, an exciting show ahead. We'll go through our usuals. And then we have a new segment to introduce, which I'm really excited about. I think as we progress. We got to have some new segments, got to adjust, got to evolve with the times. So we're really excited for a great show. We're happy to be back. We're happy to have Ellen back. And let's get this show on the motherfucking road. All right, as we get into it, I kind of just want to roll right into our new segment. I'm excited to introduce it. Been brainstorming some new things. And this new segment is going to be called Howdy Neighbor. Howdy Neighbor. Basically just Howdy Neighbor. But it just makes me think of that song. I don't know why. But the general consensus around it is going through crazy things that people post on neighbor groups, because I'm a part of a certain ones for work, or my local one in the community, my old one from where I live with my parents, and the shit that these people post honestly never gets old, and it just blows my mind. And I'll be like reading them at work or on my car at a red light, and they'll pop up, and I'll be like, are these people fucking serious? So kind of to get the word and just talk about and debrief the different things that people post on these neighborhood groups, I wanted to create this segment so we can kind of shit talk, because we love to do that. And they're strangers that probably will never meet. So are you ready? Are you excited, Ellen DeDemocrat?
Thrilled.
Yep. You seem a little distracted.
I'm not distracted.
All right. We'll have to see about that, hon. We'll have to see. All right. So the first one is from, I probably shouldn't say their real names.
No, definitely don't say their real names.
We won't say their real names for copyright issues. We'll call him or her Rosalind.
Okay.
First up is Rosalind with a question. Any experienced kitchen pros to fix a lazy Susan? Do we really need a kitchen pro to fix a lazy Susan? Is that like a necessity? Like, oh, couldn't it be a kitchen amateur to fix the lazy Susan? Am I right or am I right?
Okay, but is it a lazy Susan like one you get at IKEA that just sits in the middle of your table? Or is it one like in our kitchen that's like,
either way, is it a pro? Do we need a pro? Like, if you're going to go kick the soccer ball with your son and you want him to get good, do you need a pro to give him lessons? Or do you just be like, oh, any, like, pre-rec people, any kids needing to pick up some extra dollars to help my son? I feel like it's a lazy Susan. It's not like a George Foreman girl. Even a George Foreman girl. Horrible example.
Can I ask if you replied and said, sure?
He got one answer.
And they said?
And I can't see it because it's a screenshot. So I don't know, but I feel like nobody's going to really reply to that. Any experienced kitchen pros to fix a lazy fucking Susan?
I think
you're lazy, Rosalind. Talk about lazy. You're lazy. Get your ass up and fix that shit. Mm. Oh, thumbs down for Rosalind. Get your shit together and ask a better question. Next up, we have a concerned. We'll call this person Lily.
Okay.
For no reason, but that just came to my mind. With another question, who can I call about a hurt wild bunny in my yard? Are we fucking kidding? People are concerned about a wild bunny? It's the circle of fucking life, Ellen.
I know I'm going to get made fun of for this one, but I could see myself posting that.
About a wild bunny?
I have a soft spot for the bunnies.
For the wild bunny?
You see a hurt bunny in your yard, you're not concerned?
But for a grown-up to think, oh, I know where to go. I'm going to go to my neighborhood Facebook group and post about my hurt wild bunny. I think that's pretty sad. Can't you just Google wildlife rescues? Like, these people are so wild that they go onto the Facebook and think, oh, my local people are going to definitely help me out with this one. Like, no, Lily, not going to help you.
Yeah, I understand that aspect. But I'm all for Lily helping the hurt animal.
I know, but it's a wild bunny. It's a circle of life.
No, it's not.
What are the odds that bunny gets rehabilitated and has a successful life back in the wild?
Well, how would you know?
They were a pussy bunny to start with and don't have a shot in hell once they're released back into the wild.
You're being mean.
To the bunny. To the wild bunny. I should be kinder to the bunny during the Easter season.
You should.
As Peter Cottontail will be back on the trail of helping kids. But the wild bunny thing just threw me off again. And I was like, just get a life. Our next and last one is what should we call her? We'll call her Liza.
Okay.
Liza had this to say. This isn't a complaint, just a general question. That's how she prefaced it. We ordered a plain cheese pizza from Hilltop this evening. We've had their pizza a few times, but this time it was very garlicky smelling and tasting. I called them not to complain. I think she's trying to be a Karen, but also knows she's being a Karen. So it was like, backpedaling as hard as she fucking can. I called them not to complain, but rather to ask if they're using a new recipe. They first said they don't use garlic, then went on to say it's in their sauce, etc. Has anyone noticed a change in their pizza? Just weird how the other times we've had their pizza, it never turned out like this. What?
That is concerning.
What? Liza, come on.
That also, to if you know what Hilltop is, it's not like, it's like drunk food. Like it's not drunk
pizza. Nobody's knowing. She's acting like there's a scale of garlic that people need to be paying attention to. And she knows she complains. She knows she's causing trouble. She knows by posting this, they'll call, well, she only got 2 likes, but 18 answers.
But
I wish I would have seen. But week one.
You already fucked up.
week two, as we progress, howdy neighbor, we will definitely be looking into the answers more because I'm very curious as to what these people said.
Yeah.
But I hope they were like, fuck off, Liza, get a life.
Well, I do feel like Facebook, a lot of times people have that, like,
yes.
You read it and you're like, oh, sweetie.
Well, I think, and that is also another kind of side of this segment is how crazy people are on Facebook and just the time they take to post and mm-hmm. different things. But it's
you know what my response would be?
What?
Therapy.
We love therapy. Big proponent of therapy. Mm-hmm. Therapy and a good glass of Frey. Frey the Frey way, the most expensive grape juice in all of Baltimore. Woo. Cheers.
Cheers to that. We're going to get sued probably for that.
We might get sued, but we also might get a sponsorship. So
maybe. Maybe.
The more we pray into existence. But anyway, that was all we had for our first round of Howdy Neighbor. I love to hear your feedback. I can't wait to come across more crazy things. There was other shit about there was a fight at the local skate land in Parkville. I don't know how many of our listeners are familiar with that, but there was a planned fight going on there. So that was exciting. So anyway, howdy neighbors, howdy neighbor.
Wow.
The STV crew is hot and bothered as they head into the STV, STD, sexually transmitted disease of the week. Because here at Straight to Voicemail with Sammy C, we always turn towards the STV energy, but stay away from those sexually transmitted diseases. They are no good. No bene. No good for the bate. No good for the pate. So we stay away from those. This week, after an exhilarating segment, we're ready to crown the mothers of Instagram that use their children for clout as the STDs of the week. As I've been delving deeper and deeper into Instagram reels, the moms are kind of just on my nerves a bit, if I could be honest. It's kind of a lot of I just don't see it as very genuine with the big trend this week is the song from, I don't even know what it's from. They don't talk about Bruno, no. Is that from Encanto? It's from Encanto, which is a movie I've never even seen. And then it goes into like, durner, durner, by T-Pain. And it's supposed to be like, oh, like, what's your kid's reaction? Like, ah, ha, 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 ha. And it's like, half of the videos are total bullshit. And these mothers clearly are just, it gives me like My Sister's Keepers vibe, which if you're not familiar with My Sister's Keeper, it was the movie where the sister...
I went on my first date in life. I went to see My Sister's Keeper, so I'm aware of what the movie is.
Oh, but for our listeners who are not aware, who we must educate, it's about a family, and the one daughter has cancer, and they have to have another daughter in order to use her bodily things to save the cancer-ridden child. So I just feel like this is like my mother's keeper in a way, where these mothers kind of just had kids for using them for their clout. And it's kind of not very cool. And I think they deserve the STD of the week because clearly these kids, it's not their first reaction from, they don't talk about Bruno, right into Derner. Like they would take a minute to be like, what's that change? But instead they go right into dancing. And it seems a little scripted. And just other things with kids on Instagram and the moms, clearly not having much to do and to content create from themselves, that they have to use their cute kids and rely on them.
So you think if you had a cute kid, you wouldn't create content for clout?
That's a good question. I might. I, as we mentioned earlier, don't really want kids. So I'm going to have to saddle up the old sack and do it myself. But I mean, I'll have to figure it out a different way. I can't rely on a little child to do something cute. Although I wish I wish it was that easy. As a struggling content creator, I truly wish it was jizzing and then having a little kid and then figuring it out from there. But here at Straight to Voicemail, we have to drink shitty espresso martinis to get the content that the people want. So that's what we're doing, and that's how we get through it. So moms on Instagram, get your shit together and be creative. Be funny yourselves without your little shits, little bastards doing whatever they do to get you the clout that you think you deserve. Hashtag cancel my mother's keeper for the 2022 year. Ellen is not loving the my sister's keeper reference. Are you triggered by the cancer, or what's getting under your skin?
I just feel insensitive.
It does feel a little insensitive, but not that insensitive. It was a fictional movie.
Yeah, it's a real life experience.
Is it based off a true story?
Yeah, it's based on a book.
Oh, well, that's okay. They're not listening. I can tell you those crazy fuckers are not deep into the Straight to Voicemail Nation as many of the people listening who are. Shout out to our listeners. We love you. If you're still with us, we're happy to have you. We're drinking some wine, some Frey wine, as we mentioned. We're about to have a slice of pizza and some cinnamon buns from Domino's, if the Lord wills it, if the Lord let it be. But anyway, that is our sexually transmitted disease of the week that is just infecting the Instagram reel field. And we want to cure them. And we want to say, stop that. Stop faking it just to make it. We want your kids' real reaction, not little Jenny and little Benny third take so you think it's funnier that way. But that's what we have. That's all we have for our STD of the week. Oh boy, do I wish the STV Nation could hear the outtakes, but they are even not appropriate for our listeners, and that's coming from me. But lordy, lordy, it's getting hot in here, and it's time for some hot takes. Lord knows it's getting hot in here. Hallelujah. We are revving it up here. Donovan's got a new pack of broccoli. Chloe's got a pizza. Our live audience is revving up, and so are Ellen DeDemocrat and I. We're into the hot takes, and I got to just start off with seeing a hit and run was one of the scariest experiences of my life last night. It was...
You called me in a panic.
It was panic behavior. I was scootering home from the bars to home, as I always do. I love a scooter home. The cold breeze on the scooter kind of wakes me up a bit and kind of sobers me up as I head to bed, drinks a little water, eat a little food. I had previously gone to Royal Farms earlier in the week and was gifted with a 12-piece of chicken thigh, which was a miracle from heaven, might I just add. I ordered some spicy tenders, and my dear friend at the Royal Farms said, it's your lucky night, because I got a whole bag of thighs that we're about to throw away. And I said,
Can you imagine the joy on your face?
I will take them. Side note, the prices
are... Wait, I screenshotted the... Let me look at the Snapchat you sent me, because I screenshotted because it made me laugh.
Also, the amount of scroll-ups you just did for a picture that was from 2 days ago is concerning, but I don't want to know how many pictures she took over the weekend in the Hamptons. That's concerning.
I mean, it's me. Do you know how many solo pictures I made my friends take of me?
But okay. The prices have increased because my 3-piece tender meal was almost like $12. Just that. But anyway, back to you.
It says, only I would go to Rofo for tenders and fries and then be gifted with a whole bag of chicken they were about to throw away. The lady asked if I was a praying man because I got so lucky.
She did. She said, are you a praying man? And I was like, no, I'm actually not recently, but I used to be. So maybe the good Lord's telling me to come back to church.
Take me to church.
Today's Palm Sunday. Happy Palm Sunday.
Did anyone get palms?
Yesterday was Palm Sunday. So,
Yeah,
because our listeners we're recording on a Sunday as we all
right, right.
As we do. So hope everybody got their palms.
None of us did. Us terrible Catholics.
And thanks to the Catholics that don't go to church, there'll be leftover palms for Ash Wednesday next year.
Perfect.
Catholic
is
joke. That's what the ashes are made from.
No way.
Yes. You didn't know that?
Well,
you went to public school. Your parents didn't really care about you. my parents worked tooth and nail to put me through private school.
Wow.
As I will always be reminded of as I drink wine on a Sunday night. But yes, Palm Sunday. Oh, the fray almost just went down. Our presenting sponsor.
Holy shit.
Oh, Lord. Quick reflexes from Ellen. I lost my train of thought because the fray. All right, pour me some more. Are we sure this is alcohol free?
I don't know. I kind of feel like a little bit of a buzz. Fuck!
No, I think we're good. I think we're just vibing, just missing each other after a long weekend away.
Can't go without
hit,
Sammy.
The hit and run. The hit. Anyway, the hit and run. I was scootering and I was passing. Is Hilltop the one on that corner?
Yeah.
I was passing Hilltop.
Across from the liquor store?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I was passing it and it was kind of bizarre and I was drunk, so I don't have the full story as much as I wish I did.
Yeah.
But
well, you called me right after, so I'll fill you in.
The one car was doing like a U-turn, like kind of circling it, and the other car was going through the light. My only thing I don't know is if the light was red.
Okay.
If the light was red, they both were in the wrong. If the light was green, the guy that was turning around was wrong.
Okay. So where was he trying to do tell me the position of the cars, where they were.
There was one car heading, I gotta get my directions, because northeast. The one car was heading east on
Don't tell me that. Tell me like where one car was like next to Hilltop coming across.
Oh, yes. One car was next to Hilltop turning around to go the other way. Towards Anthem and towards our house. The other car was coming the same direction towards our house, east.
They both
were going to go the same direction.
So the one car was driving down Ford Ave towards Fed.
Yes.
Turned at Hilltop to do a U-ey in the intersection to go back towards Anthem. Yes. And the other car was going...
Away from Fed.
From Fed towards Anthem House.
Yes.
Okay.
So in the midst of all that, there was a U-turn, there was a run... And these cars, like really collided.
Yeah.
And am I drunken? I felt like it could have been avoided still.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like it was really wild. Like, I don't know what was going on. So I was like, uh-oh, like, that's not good. Like, and it was late. And so we're right by Shoddy's. And I was like, you know me. I gotta see what was going on. So I parked the scooter. And I was like, I'll rev it back up when I'm ready.
So you just were standing in front of Shoddy's?
Yes. I was standing in front of Shoddy's. And the guy that was behind, who did the U-turn, I believe, got out of the car and started screaming. It was literally like a scene from me. He's like, come on, man! Like, belligerent. Absolutely belligerent.
Was he drunk?
I think he was drunk and was gaslighting. But the guy in the front, who was being yelled at, his airbags had deployed. I could see him, like, deployed, and I was kind of, like, still cruising by. And he's like yelling at him. He's like, are you fucking drunk, man? Are you drunk? Get out of here. Oh, if you're drunk, I swear. I'm going to play. And all this like anger. And I was like, oh my God, I'm getting scared. But it was like the devil and the angel were like, get out of here. You're not safe. And the other was like, you got to see what happens.
Right.
So obviously I stayed to see what happened.
Yeah.
And they're just yelling back and forth. And the car in the front.
Did any of them seem impaired from your impaired state?
No. Everybody looked fine. People from Shoddy's were coming out, starting to witness. And then the guy
out of his car?
No, never got out. Never could witness him. Or saw him.
Did he put his window down or anything?
I don't know. I couldn't see. I was on the I was on the right side, so I could only see the passenger sides.
Okay.
So I didn't see the guy in the
car. Was there someone else in the car?
Yes. Well, I'll get to that. Right,
okay.
So, he revved up a bit. He's like, I swear, like, if you drive off, I'm going to go pop my trunk and shoot you 3 times in the head. And I was like, oh my God. Like, it was starting to get serious. Like, I was like, is this going to be?
I can't believe you stayed.
I know. I was like, is this gang related? Is this like, I don't know. I didn't want to be involved. And I was like,
yeah,
this is scary. So the guy's yelling at him. And I kind of started to move forward because I was like, the cops are going to come. Not going to be a big deal.
Right.
All of a sudden, he drives off.
With the airbag deployed.
The girl must have got, some girl had gotten out of the car.
Okay.
And I was like, so anyway, that guy drives off. That guy's like screaming. The guy that was out of the car screaming started like punching his car in anger, like, because the other guy ran off.
Was his car really messed up?
He was like dragging the other guy's bumper. It was pretty bad.
Mm.
Like they had like.
And didn't you say he had said, I just bought this car?
Yeah, he said it was a new car. He had just put money into it.
Damn.
All this stuff.
I understand the frustration. Yeah,
it was frustration, but I think he also was mad at himself.
Right.
Because he knows he wasn't in the right because he did a U-turn. So the guy gets in his car and then chases after him.
Oh God.
And I'm like, oh my God. Now I'm like in the middle of.
How far away did he get?
I don't know.
Towards Fed, he just went.
I don't know if he went all the way down and got on 95, if he turned left, if I don't know what he did. Excuse me. So then I see this girl walking and I'm like, were you just in one of those cars? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, wait, like, which one? She was like, the one that was in front, ha, ha, ha. Like, laugh, like, got out of the car and then let the guy run off. And I swear on my life, I know this girl. I knew the girl that had gotten out of the car. Her name
Sam,
was...
Sam, last night, Sam's like, I looked at her, I said, I know you. I know you from somewhere.
She was an African-American lady. Her name was Amber. And I swear on my life, I knew her. And I don't know, I said, are you from Abbey Burger? Oh,
did
I
she
can
know
still
you?
Hear her voice.
Did
I don't
she
think
know
so.
You?
I don't think so. It's like, you know when it's on like the tip of your mind?
It will
like,
come to you though.
I think
it will
come
to you.
Me, like where I know her. And she like was clearly like dressed for bed, like in her PJs. She had like grocery bags. Like she wasn't like out. So that confused me too. Because I didn't get like, oh, they were drunk coming back from the bar vibes. I don't know. So the girl, like she kind of like giggled a bit and like knew she was guilty or like there was some sort of, and I was like, oh, like gotta go. So then after they had chased after each other, I was like, I'm going home.
Right.
So I started walking and then the scooter had died. So I couldn't use that one. So I had to walk to another one, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to the intersection by the McDonald's where everything meets.
Right.
And the guy is pulled in there.
McDonald's.
Yes. In that little thing. And he's back out of his car screaming. Then the cops pull up and they're like,
who's he screaming at?
Just like, ah, I had him. Like I chased him down into here. I think he was again lying. Because I don't think he caught him again.
Okay.
Because I saw him coming back up the street as I was walking. Mm-hmm. And then he turned back down the street and then went into the parking lot.
Okay.
If you're not following, I apologize, but it was just mind-blowing. And in my mind, I'm following, but you might not be following.
I'm following.
So anyway, he's at the guy had pulled into the intersection. And then the cops show up. And they're like, wee-woo, 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 woo woo. And I was really nervous.
Wait, one more time.
You know, like every other cop car makes. So he pulls up and then the cops like pull behind him and I'm on the other side closer to Amber on the corner because I had spotted a fallen scooter.
Okay.
Picked up, was about to skid.
So you walked from Shoddy's to McDonald's?
Yes.
Okay.
And
what happened to the scooter you were on?
It had died.
Oh,
I missed that. No, you're good.
Must be the fray.
So I found the scooter, but then these two guys were walking like towards me. And I hear them say to the cops, like, there's just, like, some guy down there, like, he went that way. Or, like, something where they saw the other car.
Right.
And I was like, oh, my God, like, he's going to be down there. Like, oh, I was, like, freaking out. I almost, like, went back to Fed and, like, tried to find somebody down that way and not go home because I felt like I was stuck in the middle.
Well, also, I don't know why you walked home by yourself.
But that's either here nor there. I scootered.
I know, but you were walking, you just said.
But that was to find another scooter that was like a block away.
Okay.
It wasn't a big deal. It was in the busy part of the area that I was walking on. Other than that, I was scootering safely and soundly.
With a helmet?
With a helmet, yep. I do bring my helmet with me to the bars. I was at Rope Walk. I asked the bartender, hey, can you watch my helmet for a bit, buddy? He said, sure. I love the extra measures you're taking. I'm leaving. I say, hey, I need my helmet.
And love it.
So that's all she wrote.
Mm-hmm.
That's all she wrote.
You're a cautious man.
I'm a cautious man. I'm cautiously optimistic, nonetheless. So then I see them, the guy's belligerent again. I think at this point he's lying. He's like, I had him. Like, he went that way. Like, he didn't know what happened. But these two other guys were like, that car just went that way. So I'm, like, going past Amber, and I see the cop. There's a car out front of Amber, which is an apartment building. It's just, like, right on the street, basically.
Anthem.
And the cop, like, is walking over by him.
Right.
And I was like, that's not the car. Like, what's he doing? But then he was going into Anthem to, I guess, maybe see if the front desk had, like, footage or anything.
Oh.
But at that point, I was like, I need to just get home. And.
Well, you were scared.
I was scared. I was like, I don't want this guy to be like, he saw it. He saw it. And then, like, be involved in, like,
right.
any sort of trial or violence or anything. Because it seemed very, very, it was just violent.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was home and I was paranoid that I was going to hear, like, go ahead, like, let me in. Like, not the, like, a cop would be like, we tracked you down. We know you're a witness. Like, what did you see? And then this lady at Shoddy's, after they had, this is a rewind, after they had both driven off, she was like, well, you know, it's like a Samaritan. You can call and report that. And I was like, oh, absolutely fucking not. I was like, I'm not getting involved in this. She was like, that's a good decision too. She was like, yep. I was like, I'm not getting involved in this. Like,
absolutely.
There were too many factors of, I was drunk. I don't know exactly what happened.
Yeah.
I don't know what those guys' deal were. Like, no thank you. So, I made it home safe. Still here to tell the story.
Were you scared sleeping by yourself? You were the only one in the house,
right? I know.
Right?
That did run past my mind, but at that point I was kind of drunk and I just passed out.
Right.
And luckily, the espresso didn't keep me up too much. So
that's good.
God was good. God was good. A crazy hit and run ordeal, I must say.
That's scary.
But
I'm glad I wasn't there because I would have been freaking out.
Yeah, I was freaking out, but I knew I had to stay. Like, I knew I had to stay. And then I was going to go on the roof and see if I could see anything, but you can't see anything down that far. No. So I haven't heard anything. We haven't seen on the neighbors. And I just hope I get to figure out who that girl was, Amber.
It comes to you.
I know.
Did you look
her
up on Facebook and stuff?
No, I don't.
Are you sure her name is?
She told me. I said, "Well, what's your name? I think I know you." I did say that. And she's like, "Amber." And I was like, I was like, "I know you from somewhere." I was like, "Abby Burger?" She's like, "I don't know what Abby Burger is." She's like, "I went to Towson." So maybe I knew her from Towson. But she had her hair was up and she was in PJ. So like, I feel like maybe if she was dolled up, I'd recognize her.
I think you should do some research.
I know. I'm going to look into it and see if I can find her. And then maybe see if I can get like what.
Maybe she'll be a guest next week.
Yeah. Maybe I can get the rest of the story. That would be epic. But that's all I have about the hit and run, but it was scary. It was wild. It was a good end of the night.
Yeah.
But I was a little scared on my lonesome. Next up, this is going to be a little spoiler alert. For any people who watch Cheer on Netflix, season 3, it's going to be a great season. Skip now because Navarro wins.
Wow.
They just had their competition this past weekend and season 2 sucked because they lost and the ending was just like,
I never finished watching it.
You never finish anything.
I know.
I mean, that is not an attack. I mean, you don't finish any shows.
The only show I have finished, and it was because I was with you, was Euphoria.
Mm-hmm. That was fun. I do miss Euphoria Sundays.
We got to find another show to watch on Sundays.
Yeah. It really centers us for the week.
It does.
Especially now that we're fit. Well, I'm fit. You've been fit for months.
Not really.
But
you should see what I got at the airport today.
What'd you get? Tell us.
So today I had a true Sunday.
Fat Sunday.
So I woke up. We went to a coffee shop. I got an iced coffee with cream. I got an apple turnover, which I love.
Ooh, was it warm?
No, it wasn't warm, but it was perfect. And then a bagel with cream cheese. Then we went to Starbucks. I got an iced caramel macchiato. Mm. Yes, I broke my Lenten promise. I broke my Lenten promise.
Mm. Well, at least you stuck with yours. I did not.
Well, I didn't really stick with it that long. And then I got
Easter is Sunday.
I know, but I bought coffee last week too.
Okay.
I gave up buying coffee for Lent. And
Lent is a Catholic holiday season. No, I'm just kidding.
And then at Starbucks I got a pumpkin loaf, which I love. Mm. And then at the airport I got watermelon Sour Patch and 2 bags of the pretzel, the dot pretzels, honey mustard and regular.
Were they small bags?
Yes, small bags.
I was going to say, if you bought 2 of those fucking bags, that's impressive.
I have them still in my bag if you want some.
Yeah, I want a sneaky snack.
And then I also got a cake.
A Gatorade, that's not bad.
And then I had pizza and this wine.
Oh, you had pizza at home, yeah. All right, that's actually not a – I had a large meal for lunch. It was a buffet style. I had roast beef, pulled pork.
Where?
At a memorial, but it wasn't like it was beautiful because they made it a celebration. It was really beautiful. A lot of like it wasn't like a mass; it was just people talking, remembering her. It was great, loved it. But then the food. Shout out to Gene. I don't know. Anyway, I had a roast beef sandwich. The roast beef was super fucking tender, really good.
Wow,
pulled pork. And then I had a little bowl of baked pasta and they had mac and cheese and scalloped potatoes.
Damn.
So any I ate pasta all salad? That. No pasta salad. So I ate all that. Then for seconds, I went and just got the roast beef and the scalloped potatoes because they were the highlights.
Yeah.
And then I was stuffed.
That sounds really good.
And then I was going to get Popeye's chicken sandwich, but then the DoorDash order fell through and I didn't feel like waiting around for Panda Express. So I'm pretty fucking thin and I didn't eat dinner, but I'm going to have whatever's left of that Domino's order and the pretzels, which are definitely going to hit the spot. But that's what did I even talk about? Cheer. Yeah. Navarro wins. So I just wanted to hear. I wanted you to hear here first because I can't wait to watch season 3 if they win. Lastly, Serena, little Serena update. She was with Aaron Rodgers at a crypto conference and she was chatting. And she's coming back. Yes, she's coming back for Wimbledon. I sprung an immediate erection because I thought she was retired. I didn't think she was coming back. But boy, oh boy, was I wrong. And I'm glad to be wrong. She said that she was coming back for Wimbledon, which kind of made me upset because the French Open is before that. So I'm thinking she might not be back for the French Open, which, hey, what can you do? And then another update was her coach. I don't know what happened because I don't know the whole story, because obviously I don't blame him because she hasn't really been playing much.
Yeah.
So either way, he has a new player. Like, he's coaching another top female tennis player, Simona Halep, which, if you know me, you know that I've said that Serena needs to get rid of her coach for the past like 2 or 3 years. And now that it's kind of happened naturally, I'm excited. I cannot wait to see who her new coach is. I Instagram DM'd her and put in a bid for myself.
Okay.
I said,
can we hear the DM?
Yeah, it wasn't anything crazy, nothing big, just a quick, I said, would love to be your new coach or at least hype man. It would be so fun and legit be awesome. Trust me.
Was this soberly set?
This was, I think, this morning when I was hungover.
Okay.
So yeah, that was what I
said.
Any
response? Did she say
no response? Nope. She's never really responded.
Holy shit! Oh my god! Do that again.
She has never quite responded. But start at the bottom. Ready?
Wait. You got to put it a little closer. I can't see.
Can you see now? That was the most recent.
Okay.
But she's never really responded. Maybe one day. Maybe this time it'll happen for the first time for me. Lady sweetness, lady happy. So I'm feeling it. Serena's coming. She's going to DM me back, and I'm going to be her coach. But I really do think I'd be a great addition to her team. Morgan, if you're listening, I know you interact on my Instagram, but put in a good word for me. I need your help to get connected with Serena, to get her on the podcast. It would be the greatest day of my life, but fuck Patrick Mouratoglou for now, unless he comes back, and then have to be nice to him. But if I regret saying that, sorry, Serena. Oh, I'm getting all nervous. I'm getting all flustered. I'm embarrassed because of all the DMs that I've sent. Serena, you've exposed me! but we've talked about it in the past. The people know.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's all we have for Straight to Voicemail with Sammy C this week. We're going to be back. Not always consistent, but we always come back for more.
We always do.
Any good
fuckboy, they
yeah,
always
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, but I didn't want to offend you.
Every good fuckboy comes back.
They're never consistent for Ellie, but they always come back for
Ain't
more.
That's true. For that good, Ain't
good.
That true.
For that good, good. For that good, good. Get it up. Anyway, send that shit straight to voicemail.
Yeah.
And we love you.
Love you.